Is it Monday again already? So good to hear some baseball on the radio. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. We are live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Hope that you are happy, healthy, and safe wherever you are tonight. We've got some great stuff coming up tonight. We've got some great ideas on how to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Esmeralda, it looks as though I might be we're sort of getting started, but I apparently am going to be riding with the WGN television float this Saturday for St. Patrick's Day when they, of course, dye the Chicago River green. And we're going to check in with our friends at Morton's and see how they're celebrating. They've got a great Saturday, St. Patrick's Day special lined up for everybody. We also have music coming up in just a little bit, and comedian Paul Farvar will be joining us. Oh, we're going to check in with Michael Heidemann. Producer Michael Heidemann is down in Austin, Texas for the South by Southwest. I also want to make sure that we thank everyone who donated to our Fight for Air Climb event yesterday. My team, the Vasculators, raised over $1,500. There is still time to donate to our team. You can go to Patty V Show on Facebook, where you can click the link for the American Lung Association. And it was a wonderful event, such a great turnout. I want to thank everyone associated with the event for making it so much fun. And I love doing that every single year, and I keep meaning to buy a stairwell. You know, you can sponsor like a stairwell and leave sort of a message for somebody who either is battling a respiratory disorder or someone that you've lost. And my father passed away in 2001 from small cell lung cancer. It is different from lung cancer, the large cell lung cancer, in that one, there are fewer patients that have small cell lung cancer in contrast with large cell, and it spreads much more quickly throughout the body. My father had been a lifelong smoker, tends to attack smokers with more frequency, and of course both kinds of lung cancer associated with smoking. But many people who have lung cancer actually never smoked. It might be environmental or genetic and other issues. I always feel badly for people who are battling lung cancer, and people kind of treat them as though it's their fault. And there are so many respiratory illnesses that really we're not entirely sure where it comes from or why. And even if it is because of smoking, that is an addiction. My father started smoking when he was 12 years old. And, you know, it was a time in the world when smoking was not only cool, but it was practically encouraged. He was 12 years old and wanted to emulate some of his favorite stars on the big screen. He wanted to be like John Wayne, which is probably one of the reasons that he smoked non-filtered Camels his entire life. By the time he was 68 years old, he was up to four packs a day of non-filter Camels. And I used to joke about this in my act and stand-up comedy and say, you know, I did the math one time, and we could have had, you know, if you do all the math and add up how much he'd been smoking over the course of those 56 years, we could have had a really big house. But, you know, the truth is that I miss my dad every single day. And when I hear baseball back on the radio right here on WGN, we used to listen to games all the time. And I really started climbing 4 years ago when they approached me and asked me if I would participate and be one of the team captains for WGN. I didn't even hesitate, because it is something that I believe in so strongly. And the research and treatment and really trying to help people understand what it means to put yourself in danger when it comes to smoking, when it comes to noticing the warning signs. If you're having trouble breathing or you're feeling some kind of pain, check with your doctor. And that's not just for any kind of lung associated illness. That's for anything. I think many of us put off going to the doctor because we think, well, I'm just getting older. I'm not gonna freak out about this. But, you know, if you feel something, if you are feeling off, there, you know, certainly it's wise to check in with your doctor. And part of that too is hopefully you have a relationship with a medical professional that, you know, they kind of know you, so when you call or you something is different, you can, you know, really sort of figure things out together. When you're starting fresh with somebody, you have to build that entire history, you know, that to go through your entire past, your medical records and everything. So if not the fact, if nothing's wrong, try to find some time to build a relationship with your doctor. And that's not easy either. I know that, you know, I'm telling you to do that, but I haven't been that great about it either. I've made an appointment this week because I was thinking about my dad in those stairwells and thinking, you know, he put off taking better care of himself until it was too late. And so I made an appointment. I'm not excited about it because it's a full exam, and I have to sort of brace myself for everything that means. And I'm going to go see my doctor and, you know, kind of get the regular things done, including getting a mammogram. My family has quite a bit of history with breast cancer, and that's another thing too. Is I probably should be doing self exams, but it's just so awkward. I have to always remind myself that it's better to be on top of things than to find out too late that you could have prevented something. So I'm trying to make some changes. Anyway. That's my long way of saying thank you so much to everyone who participated in the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb. You can find some of the photos that we took at the WGN Radio Facebook page. And again, we'd love to have you follow my page. That's Patty V Show on Facebook. And if you ever find that there was something on the show that you wanted to get the name of or the website from, please, check in with our podcast. Every single show is podcast, and we will post those on the Patty V Show page on Facebook as well as on iTunes. Everything we've ever said, I'm pretty sure almost everything we've ever said on this show is available on iTunes. And I know that my friend Paul Farvar, whose podcast just dropped today, has got a lot of podcasts. How many podcasts are you up to for Singles Only?
We are doing, I think we're on 88 now for
88?
Singles
That's great.
Only. Yeah.
That's,
you're on there.
I am on there. I've got a couple of them. I was laughing at the selfie with the picture for with Tank Boy. Tell us who Tank Boy is.
Jim Copany is a music journalist. He was in charge of Chicagoist.com, which folded recently, but he also does a lot of editing or writing for different music companies and whatnot.
And he has gone through a pretty significant breakup.
Yeah,
it's pretty.
He's pretty open about it online about his recent separation. So it's been a drama that's unfolding. So I said, hey. Want to come do the podcast?
I would be curious to see what people think of that one. Go to Singles Only on iTunes, and if you get a chance, take a listen. Send me a message on what you thought of the. I want to compare some notes with the listeners and see what they thought about the interview. There was a moment where I had to push back a little bit on a couple of things. I never understand people who get mad when you don't like the things that they like.
Or not know. Well, it's two parts. But the don't know, you didn't know music stuff, so I knew that. That would be a point of contention.
Yeah, that I don't know music.
Yeah.
I was like, it's funny because I didn't want to get into a big argument with him on your podcast, but I mean, I could have asked him at the room where we record that podcast. There's a whole wall of albums, of most of which I've heard.
Comedians, yeah.
Right. So, you know, if I asked him about all the comics on that wall, or, you know, have you heard all these albums?
Right.
It's like, I know what I know, and there are things that I'm drawn to.
It's just like people who are really, there are certain people that don't follow politics at all.
Right.
And you're just like, what? It's just people that have their passions. It's fun to watch them interact with people that don't have any idea of what that passion is.
I just can't even
music
wrap my mind
fun.
Around it. Well, baseball is one of those things where I would never get mad at somebody for not knowing some of the things that I know, and I'm not an expert on it, but if someone doesn't like it, I get that, and I just move on. I go, okay, you know.
Well, everyone likes music. I mean, you love music.
I love music, but I don't have to know it.
You just don't know who the Beatles are. It's okay,
Patty.
That's
funny. I do know the Beatles. It's funny. Steve goes, you know who sings this? Like, there are a lot of great songs that I love, and I do know some of them. Like, Heart was on. I have all the best of on my Google Mini, and I was listening to that, and I was singing all the words.
I thought you were going to say Sony Discman.
Sony, yeah, exactly. But I was thinking about this yesterday. There's a movie that someone started talking about, and I wasn't a fan of the movie, and I didn't want to say anything because I hate being attacked for not liking something.
See, but that's the same way you are with movies with me, because you get mad that I haven't seen 90% of music.
No, your thing is that you won't watch anything in black and white. That's more of a general statement of not giving something a chance. That would be like me saying I'm not going to listen to anything that's sung by a man or something like that. You know what I mean? It's like a generalization.
That's accurate. But there are a lot of people, and you've made fun of me, not just black and white, but there's a lot of movies I haven't seen. Like I didn't see all the Star Wars movies until recently.
I'm meeting more and more people who are admitting to never seeing Star Wars, and so I'm like, okay, I guess there are people who just never drew them in. A lot of people don't like sci-fi either,
I still haven't seen Braveheart, and guys get really mad when you say you haven't seen Braveheart.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're like, how do you have your man card? I'm like,
that's silly too. You're right. No, I don't think I attack anybody the way Tank Boy did.
Oh, attack you for not knowing
music. Knowing music.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was a little bit. I was just like, well, because he already came in like grizzly and growling, and he was making fun of us for taking pictures
of the other.
And then I went on his page, and like, there's a gazillion selfies of himself.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
I think it's a defense mechanism.
He's just being a jerk. So anyway, what? He was. he came after me hard, and I was like, and you can hear the sound in my throat a lot. Like that.
Well,
he was talking,
when I uploaded it, I was on the road. I just got back in time to the red eye. And there was a problem with the original, when I originally uploaded it, only the first 10 minutes played. So, like, it's getting really, it's getting into a spot, and then all of a sudden it died. But I fixed it. The link is fixed for singles only. You can get it on iTunes, iHeartRadio.
I would be curious to hear people's thoughts. It's the only photo I couldn't smile in with your podcast. It's
the only 88.
We've done 88. I just can't, it's like when I took a picture with the governor of Illinois. I was like,
that picture is amazing of you with the governor.
just, I wear my emotions on my sleeve. Celebrations, of course, started this weekend with parades on the north and south sides of Chicago. Great to see so many photos on social media. All my friends at both parades and enjoying some great food all over the city. And, of course, the biggest party happens this Saturday on St. Patrick's Day itself, the St. Patrick's Day Parade. They're going to be dyeing the Chicago River green. Paul, have you been to the parade in recent years?
I missed them last two times I tried because I didn't wake up early enough.
You didn't wake up early enough?
No.
I'm riding on the WGN-TV float year. So it was my first time in the parade. I remember when I was 5 years old, and I was super jealous because Megan Mullally, who was one of the girls in my neighborhood, was dancing with one of the Irish, I think she was a Trinity dancer, and I was super jealous because she had that really cool dress, and she was dancing, and I'll just be riding and being very cold on the WGN float with probably Bozo, and no one will want to see me. They'll just be waving at Tom Skilling and Annabella Ball. It's okay.
Are you going to wear your Wonder Woman outfit again?
Why would I wear Wonder Woman for St. Patrick's Day?
The Wonder Woman in Evanston.
That was Captain America.
But
thank you for knowing your comic book heroes.
See, now you're attacking me for not knowing comic.
No, it's not that I'm attacking you. It's for wrongly guessing. So joining us in studio, we have our friends from Morton's, and we want to say hi to Tim's son who waited up for this. Is it Mike is waiting for you to be on the air?
RJ.
RJ is waiting for you, and why isn't he in bed yet?
He's excited about his dad being on the radio.
Yeah, I'm excited that you're on the radio. You've brought some great food.
Yes.
Of course, we've got the traditional food. We've got the corned beef and the cabbage, some great carrots, soda bread, and you guys always do it up great at Morton's. Tell us a little bit about the festivities.
Okay, this Saturday it's happening, March 17th. We do have Bear and Jake that are going to be performing tonight. With us.
Doing some great music.
Some great music. And then we have some food specials. $19.99 each. We have some fish and chips, some Guinness beef stew, corned beef and cabbage, and we have shepherd's pie, which we do have corned beef and cabbage here for you guys to try out.
I know. The corned beef is fantastic.
All right.
So much fun. Last year's celebration go?
Really well.
Yeah.
And this year, especially being on a Saturday, it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be packed.
I think weather's supposed to be like 55.
Mm-hmm. Really? Wow.
Yeah, thank God.
Dangerous. Really.
Why is it dangerous? Oh, yeah. It can be dangerous.
When it's nice weather, at least the cold will keep a few crazies out.
And right? I think they used to have St. Patrick's Day. I could be mistaken. And people, of course, as always, encouraged to call and correct me. And they don't hesitate to.
Right.
But I believe St. Patrick's Day parades used to always be on St. Patrick's Day. But then they realized too many kids were cutting school and people mm-hmm. were, you know, obviously leaving work. So they moved it to the Saturday, either, I think, probably before. Obviously, this year it falls right on the day.
Did you
grow up in Chicago?
I grew up in Chicago. I grew up in Bridgeport.
In Bridgeport? Uh-oh, yeah. Southside Irish.
Big Southside Sox fan.
Were you listening to the game on the way? Is that we carry the game now.
We carry
White Sox now. It's exciting.
Right.
So are you excited about the team this year?
I am.
You are?
I am.
That was a little hesitation.
It was, you were a little...
I am. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
I'm trying to learn a little bit of the sort of psychology of White Sox fans, because I spent my whole life being a Cubs fan, and I will continue to be a Cubs fan.
Yeah. I don't think you could do that though. I'm not gonna
become a White Sox fan. I think that that's off the table from the get go. But I love baseball, so there's that. Yes.
Right. It's going to be fun to watch you guys grow in the last... Right. You might... Yeah, we'll see what happens in the next 10 years.
I mean, it was nice seeing your, you know, the picture on the front of the Tribune when you guys won the World Series and the big rally. That's the only way I can...
So long ago.
It's not that bad. 13 years isn't that bad. It's not too bad. Are you taking reservations for Morton's for this celebration?
Yes, we are. Okay. Yes, we are. We also do have drink specials. We have our Green Bud Lights. Green Bud Lights for $4. We have an Absolute Bloody Mary bar.
Oh, nice.
We have a Mummosa.
What's a Mummosa?
We're featuring Mum Champagne.
Okay. That separates it. Yep.
I see what you did there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we have Jameson's for $7 and Pints of Guinness for $5.
And of course, the green beer.
Of course, the green beer.
Right. I love my dad, when I was little, there were two things I looked forward to for St. Patrick's Day. One was the Green River. I'd have a Green River float, which again also seems to be a Chicago staple. Mm-hmm. And then the Shamrock Shakes from McDonald's.
Okay. Yeah, forgot about my kids love Shamrock Shakes.
Yes, I love them. I get so excited when they pop back up on the menu.
Is it just for that day, or do they do it for the whole
couple
week?
Couple weeks. They're available.
They're available right now?
Yes. Right. Yeah. It's like there's the two things I look forward to are the McRibs and the Shamrock Shakes, and thankfully they don't exist at the same time, which seems appropriate.
Yes. Yeah, that's probably for your health. It's probably better to
for the best.
Scoop it out a little bit.
Yeah, they don't pair well.
Right.
I think a green
pairs well with a Shamrock Shake?
I think with a Shamrock Shake. Yeah.
What's your top three?
I think probably cheeseburger's fine. But you don't want to have
not a McRib.
Okay, let's not get into that. But so I have to ask you, how late is RJ allowed to stay up for? Let's say I keep you on for another segment.
Oh God, he'll be up for a little bit, and I could talk about our bar bites too.
The bar bites. All right. Well, we're going to talk about that. What do you have for? I know you handed me some steak sandwiches.
Right. We got some steak sandwiches. We got $9 bar bites. We have prime mini cheeseburgers, our filet medallion sandwiches. Uh-huh. We have a crab and spinach artichoke dip and our mini crab cake BLTs.
That's very cool.
And also we have an $8 bar bites, which is our Parmesan truffle fries. We have buffalo chicken goujonettes.
What's that? Can I ask what a goujonette is?
Goujonette would
doesn't sound very Irish.
More in high school.
A chicken finger. How's that? A smaller version. How's that?
Goujonette. I like that.
Where does that name come from? It's probably Irish, right?
No. I would say more France.
Yeah, I would as well.
That's right.
And then wedge bites.
And then our wedge bites, right?
Cool.
Right.
And then you're going to be having some music with Bear and Jake, and they're going to be playing acoustically. Are there still some party suites available?
Yeah,
I've got some party suites. That's a great way to, like, you want to be amongst everybody, but you don't want to be with everybody.
Right.
You want to be near them, but you'd like to have a door.
Right. Then also we have our April seasonal selections coming up, too, starting April 4th.
Let's take a break here. We'll set up some music and hear some tunes from Bear and Jake. We're in studio with our friends from Morton's. Morton's is located at 65 East Wacker Place right here downtown Chicago. You can call them at 312-201-0410, and Tim will tell us more about what's coming up, what to expect, and the April selections when we come back on 720 WGN. And Morton's is throwing a huge party beginning at 9 a.m. going all the way to 3 p.m. They've got some great St. Patrick's Day specials, drink specials. They got bar bites. They have your traditional, of course. They've got all the fish and chips. They've got beef stew. Oh, man, I love beef stew. And they've got their corned beef and cabbage. Shepherd's pie. I have to ask them about that, too, because I'm particular about my shepherd's pie. I'm picky, Paul. Are you a fan of the shepherd's pie?
I haven't had it yet. But I've tried.
You've never tried shepherd's pie?
I don't know if I have. See, why you're attacking me again?
No, you said that. You answered in a way that made it sound okay. We'll talk about it later.
I did have the corned beef here. It's amazing.
It is amazing. 312-981-7200. What are your favorite things about the St. Patrick's Day celebration? Some people don't like it, and that's fine. It's not, maybe it's not for you. Just like Paul, it's not, Star Wars is not for him, and that's fine.
And it's not for me either. I don't day drink.
I'm
in spring training watching the Cubs.
Well, I know one thing that's yours, by the way, is music, and we are thrilled. Some of the music at Morton's this Saturday will be provided by Bear and Jake. They are live in our Allstate Showcase studio right now. By the way, if you go to my Facebook page, you can watch them playing on Facebook Live. Go to Patty Vasquez, actually, is the one where you can catch that video. And here they are with I'm Not the Only One.
You and me, we made a vow, for better or for worse. Well, I can't believe you let me down, but the proof's in the way it hurts. For months on end, I've had my doubts, denying every tear. But I wish this would be over now, but I know that I still need you here. You say I'm crazy, 'cause you don't think I know what you've done. But when you call me baby, well I know I'm not the only one. For months on end, I've had my doubts, denying everything. Well, I wish this would be over now, but I know that I still need you here. And you say I'm crazy, 'cause you don't think I know what you've done. But when you call me baby, well I know I'm not the only one. Well I have loved you for many years, maybe I am just not enough. You made me realize my deepest fear by lying and tearing us up. You say that I'm crazy, 'cause you don't think I know what you've done. But when you call me baby, well I know I'm not the only one. You say I'm crazy, 'cause you don't think I know what you've done. Well, I know I'm not the only one. Well, I know I'm not the only one. And I know I'm not the only one.
Amazing. Yes. That's Bear and Jake. They'll be playing at Morton's this Saturday for St. Patrick's Day. Joining us in studio is Tim, general manager over there, or what's a...
No, chef.
Chef. Hey, chef. Mm-hmm. Well, then you. I felt even better asking you about your bread. That bread is ridiculously good.
Really
thank
good.
You. The soda bread. It's the soda bread. With
it's the soda
bit of
bread.
The...
It's my mother's recipe.
Hey, wonderful. So do you have family still in Ireland?
My mother does.
Your
yes,
mother?
She has cousins.
That
yes.
means that you do, by the way. If your mother
yep,
does,
yes,
you realize.
Yes, that's true, yes.
It's how math works, Tim.
Yes, it's how genetics works as well.
Yes,
I've
yes.
been meaning to track down my family. My great-grandmother, Maggie O'Doyle, came over from County Cork. What area of Ireland does your mother have relatives?
I think Dublin.
And near Dublin. Oh,
yeah.
Have you been?
Never.
Tim!
No, I know, but she's renting a house this summer, so.
RJ, if you're still listening, tell your dad he has to take you and the family to Ireland.
He's jumping on his bed right now.
You have to go to Ireland. I'm taking my family to England this year, and Griffin wants to go to, my son is 14 right now, and he wants to go to Ireland when he turns 21 because he wants his first alcoholic beverage to be from the Guinness. And I said, well, they drink younger age in Ireland. He goes, no, Mommy, it's legal only when you're 21 in the United States. I want to drink the legal American age.
Yeah, that'll change when he gets older.
I don't know. He's 14 now, and I thought he would change by now, but he is set in his ways. So, I don't know. He's a funny kid. But, yeah, we're going. So, you've got to take your kids. It's so much fun to go to Ireland. It's just a beautiful place. And there is, there is something about the celebration of St. Patrick's Day that, I mean, everybody gets excited about it. Everyone gets involved. And, you know, I know that some people probably think it gets overblown or whatever. Some people call it the amateur day because too many people, you know, celebrate in irresponsible ways. But there is a way to be with your friends and tell stories and just share a fun time together, and that's why I'm so excited. Now, how do you say Solansha? I say Solansha, but I'm not sure if I'm saying it correctly. Am I?
Yes.
Solansha. He's like,
Solansha. Yeah. Let's say that's correct.
Yeah, that's good.
And that's like cheers, right?
Yep, it is cheers.
It's wishing good health. Mm-hmm. So that's
Solansha.
Solansha, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Made famous by, I believe, Bennigan's. I'm kidding. So you wanted to talk a little bit about the April selection that you have as well.
Yes. Yes.
What's coming up for your April selection?
And our new April selections, which start on April 4th, we have a 7-ounce Wagyu filet mignon with a fire roasted poblano butter on top.
Okay, now you're talking. You're combining St. Patrick's Day and poblanos, and I'm a happy girl. Yeah,
very good. Then we also have a burrata grilled asparagus salad with a baby heirloom tomato salad mixed together. We have Newski bacon steak with a peach bourbon glaze.
Ooh, that's a good mix. I like that a lot.
Oh, yeah. And then
I'm opening one of your green beers, by the way. Go ahead.
All right. Then we got an 8-ounce Wagyu ribeye cap steak and a seared Alaska halibut with a romesco sauce on top of it.
What's a romesco sauce?
It's a very spicy tomato sauce.
Ah,
with a little sherry involved and, yeah.
All right.
Some green beer.
I'm handing your musician some of the Bud Light.
There you go.
What else you got?
And then we have Easter promotion, which is coming up too as well, right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
We have a surf and turf promotion for $57.
Nice. And are you guys doing a brunch?
No brunch.
And Easter Sunday.
Look, no brunch.
He turned to Jeff. He's like, are we doing brunch?
No GM, yeah.
Isn't it one of those things?
Drink your brunch.
You have so many you have so many things that you have to negotiate for, you know, the schedule and what you're going to put on the menu. And then so when something kind of bumps, you're like, wait a minute, are we doing that? There's only so many balls in the air that you can really maintain.
There you go.
How do you come up with a bear? Did you want one? I'm just pouring little ones for now. If you want more, let me know. So how do you make decisions when it comes to, how much does Morton's tell you we want some of this, or are they pretty open about what you bring to them creatively?
Well, no. What we gathered together as a management team, we decided what we want to do to shepherd's pie, the Irish beef stew, corned beef and cabbage plate, and then we went onward to, you know, suggest it to our regional and got the okay.
There you go. How long have you been with Morton's?
26 years.
Really? Oh, yep. Were you ever even with any other restaurant besides Morton's?
Yes, I was.
McDonald's, briefly.
A la carte entertainment.
Okay.
Which I don't know if anybody remembers the Snuggery days.
I do remember the was the one up in Edison Park?
Yes.
Yes.
The one in Edison Park, suburbs, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice.
Schaumburg, Algonquin, Mount Prospect.
Okay. Right. Yeah, that was. If I recall, I have a much older sister who used to go there and try to. Before there was Tinder, there was the Snuggery.
I believe it was
the destination for a lot of people.
Right.
So you started out with a la carte.
Yep.
And did you? Did you go in as a chef to Morton's?
I started as a line cook at Morton's, and I moved up to a chef.
Do you have fond memories of the chef that you worked with when you were little? Because line cooks and chefs can be an interesting combination.
Is it like all the shows on TV?
No, not yelling. At all. No, not yelling. No, totally different. Even ask my family about the way I feel about going.
See, you say that, but will the other people that work with you say that?
See, I went to a restaurant in Evanston. I went to a restaurant in Evanston. Let's call it the Roxy because that's what it was called. And I had as a server, there was a chef that I couldn't. Like, he would yell at me all the time. It was just such an unpleasant place to be for me. I'm sure that people loved it. I don't do well with humiliation.
Right, but Morton's is more family though. I mean, we're very family oriented. I mean, it's totally different. Like, I worked in a hotel before, and they would take, you would make like a tray of appetizers, and if they didn't like one or two pieces, boom, it would go right in the garbage.
The whole thing. Oh, man.
Yeah, so, but more, I mean, we're...
But see, families yell at each other, so when you say it's family, I just see people yelling back there.
You pay their times, you know.
Yeah, I don't know why you're pushing the conflict button on this.
I feel like I've seen those shows.
He's already answered. This is the attorney in you. But you feel like there's not the entire answer is being given.
I want the truth.
You want the answer you want.
No, I just want to make sure that's
And Tim from Morton's, his son is listening. You don't want him to start sharing stories behind the curtain.
We're getting a lot of texts from Morton former employees right now.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
That is not true.
I'm totally kidding.
That is not true. Morton's is celebrating St. Patrick's Day. Sláinte, everybody. Join them for St. Patrick's Day as they savor the good life on parade day. And so does a parade go right by you guys? Because you're on Wacker. So you're right. Are you, how close to Michigan Avenue are you from on Wacker?
Like two blocks.
Two blocks. So are we going to be pretty close to you when we move to our new building? I think.
Where's that at? We're at 65 East.
We're going to be at Wacker and Columbus. So we're at West. We're at 303 West. We're in the other direction. It's just not that far.
Yeah, not far.
It's not too bad. It's just not going to be like during the, you know, people can't run down there necessarily for lunch,
right.
I guess.
Right, yeah.
As easily. Right. Are you guys, what kind of schedule do you have? Are you guys open from lunch through dinner?
Yeah, every day. Monday through Friday, we're open from 11:30 to 3 o'clock for lunch. And then we open from 3 o'clock all the way to 11 o'clock at night for dinner.
Can I say something, Chef? Mm-hmm. And this is more front of the house stuff, but can I ask about the gaslighting thing that happens when they dim? Like, I'm sitting at my meal, and all of a sudden the lights get much dimmer.
Really,
and I'm like, what is happening to me? And I'm like, I always think I'm going slightly blind. Do they do that? I've tried to understand this.
It's atmosphere.
I know. I've tried to understand this because I've worked in the restaurant industry for like 10 years. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember. Like, I know the Roxy did it. I mostly worked lunches because I was also a stand-up comic. Right. But I'll be sitting there, and I'm like, everything's going dark. Do you ever notice that, Paul?
Yeah, I did notice that, and it's really hard to read the menu if you want to get to that.
Well, that's where, by the way, cell phones, while I know a lot of people get annoyed, and you guys probably have customers that are taking pictures of all their food, which, by the way, as long as they're, you know, putting it up and say, I had a great meal at Morton's, yeah.
Right.
But I also love the flashlight aspect of my phone. That helps me a lot at restaurants.
Yeah. We see a lot of flashlights at the table.
A lot of flashlights out there. What is your favorite thing to serve your guests at Morton's? What would you say if you had to say your top, let's say your top three things?
I would say definitely the hot chocolate cake.
What?
And served with Häagen-Dazs ice cream. You can't go wrong there.
No, you cannot. All these are good words you're using.
With a caramel sauce on
better.
Top.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then I would go with our lobster macaroni and cheese.
Oh, man.
Okay. And probably my favorite steak would be the Cajun ribeye.
Wow. Why Cajun ribeye? Why the ribeye?
Little spice. Ribeye, love the ribeye. A lot of marbling. Mm-hmm. A lot more flavor.
So the marbling gives it more juice.
Oh, yeah.
Because does Morton's do that thing where they come out with a tray of steaks and they let you pick out your steaks?
We do at some locations.
Okay.
There are some locations.
It's a lot of pressure for me.
Do that.
Marbling is something I should be looking for flavor.
Definitely.
All right. And how about stuff that has a bone in it?
Oh, definitely with the bone, because you get all the marrow and everything, and the flavor is unbelievable there.
And there's obviously a lot of arguments about how to have your steak served.
Yes.
I usually go with, I've been told medium rare is best.
Medium rare is because you get all the full flavor of the steak.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's how I order.
Medium well to well done, all the juices are just, it's dried up, and it's, you know, you don't get that flavor.
Yeah. Why bother at that point?
I do medium rare. Every time I go to McDonald's, I'm like, medium rare. And they're like, what? Then I just say number one. Whatever. Same thing.
Let's take a break for news. And by the way, are we doing news live, or are we going to record? We're doing...
live.
Just checking. I just want to check. I want to make sure that we've got the right buttons that are being pushed in front of me, because sometimes it gets away from me. We're going to have more music from Bear and Jake, and I know RJ's still up listening because his dad's still on the air. Again, RJ, just tell him, you know, there's economic ways to go to Ireland. I'm just saying. This is a good time to talk about it.
Yeah, tell him to go to bed. It's time.
RJ, go to bed. You got to get some rest. It's 12:30. And we're on savings time, so even though it would be technically earlier, it's not. Go to bed, RJ. Day this Saturday, and Morton's right down here in Chicago, downtown Chicago, at 65 East Wacker Place. That's Morton's. The Steakhouse is celebrating St. Patrick's Day with some great food specials, some great drink specials. They've got bar bites. They've got live music. And joining us in studio are Bear and Jake. They're here playing some tunes for us, a little bit of a sample of what you might be hearing on Saturday. And right now, here they are with Kansas City.
Listen to you time and time again, while you tell me just what's right, and you tell me a thousand things a day. Sleep somewhere else at night. I'm going back to Kansas City. And I love you, dear, but just how long can I keep singing that same old song? And I love you, dear, but just how long can I keep singing that same old song? I'm going back to Kansas City. And you call me to come, and then I do. And you say you made some mistake. You invite me into your house. Say you gotta pray for what you pray. I'm going back to Kansas City. And I love you, dear, but just how long can I keep singing that same old song? And I love you, dear, but just how long can I keep singing that same old song? I'm going back to Kansas City. Gypsy woman, you know every place I go. We're leaving a thousand miles away from home. You don't care if I'm asleep or I'm awake. This fickle heart just turns to stone. I'm going back to Kansas City. Dear, but just how long can I keep singing that same old song? And I love you, dear, but just how long can I keep singing that same old song? I'm going back to Kansas City. You, but just how long can I keep singing that same old song? Can I love you, dear? But just how long can I keep singing that same old song? I'm going back.
Bear live in the Allstate Showcase Studio with Kansas City. We're going to have more live music for them before we go, and before they go. Before I go. Definitely before I go. Mm-hmm. It'd be weird if...
Like, they were still here.
Is that my phone again? Yeah.
That is you.
That's the Facebook Live post that I do. As soon as the performance is over, I post it, and then it replays right away, and I never know how to circumvent that situation. It's fine. It's all good.
It's on one of your 5 phones.
Just 2. I'm down to 2. So
oh,
back
wow,
off.
That's good.
Yeah, thank you. I've pared down. So leave me alone. Leave me alone. We have in studio with us our friends from Morton's, the Steakhouse, at 65 mm-hmm. East Wacker Place. They are celebrating St. Patrick's Day with you from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. with all kinds of specials, including, of course, a little bit of this. Some Guinness. Thank God that didn't spill everywhere. It sounded intense. It's fine, Paul. Nice. You seem a little bit nervous.
No, just watching to see where the head goes.
I did just fine with that. We had somebody call in to ask, hey, Casera, someone wanted to know about the Roxy and where that was. It was in Evanston across the street from the library. It has been gone for more than a decade. Probably.
I don't remember the Roxy. The Roxy. I remember the Snuggery.
It was I do, too. Did you ever go to the Snuggery?
I did go to the Snuggery at some point.
Yeah. Which one?
I think it was the one in Mount Prospect. Or
where was Schaumburg. The one in Mount Prospect?
Right off of Algonquin Road.
Let's grab you guys a couple microphones. Bear, do you want to grab that microphone and swing it over towards you?
That was... What did it close down? Do you know?
Oh, I don't. I have no
90s,
idea.
Probably?
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely was underage.
But I worked
don't say
there.
That.
Well, there's the statute of limitations is run.
And Division Street was right across from Mother's.
Oh, yeah. So. There was a Snuggery downtown as well.
Yep.
That's... Oh, you know what? That's the one.
To the one across the street from Mother's.
Yeah, I've been to that one.
I never ever hung out at any of the bars like in that area.
I only did
Butch
when
McGuire's?
I was young.
Butch McGuire's.
Oh. I've been to Butch McGuire's for Christmas, the holiday stuff. But
yeah, it's nice.
Yeah,
very nice.
I started when I was of drinking age, when I was already doing stand-up comedy, so I was always kind of near the bars that were near the comedy clubs. Like I was at the Ale House or the Last Act and things like that. So I was already working and didn't really go where everybody else was having a good time. You know what I mean?
Makes sense.
Well, as musicians, you guys know what I'm talking about. Jake and Bear and Jake. Is it Bear and Jake? It's just your names?
Those are, I mean, his real name's Dan, but...
it's really
Bear is your first name?
Thanks for divulging that.
What was that? What did he say?
Oh, I just said his real name's Dan.
Oh, I'm
sorry. Oh, really?
See, I missed it. And I made him repeat it.
He ruined the whole mystique.
No one knows that his name is really.
On stage, you're Bear, but right out when you get off, you're Dan the accountant.
No, I just Bear all the time.
That's all right. Jake was sharing pictures of his cat with me, dressed as Wonder Woman, which was lovely. Yes.
Oh, there you go. You.
Jake is a cat man.
Well, some of us are, catmen. Some of us are food people, I guess. I don't know.
I was going to say real men.
Oh,
that's not nice.
I just try to give her best life. So
I love that picture of Fee. Your cat's adorable.
His cat is adorable.
Named after a fish song, actually. That's where the name comes from.
Fee?
Yep.
Does Fee have her own Instagram account?
She does not,
I mean, at this point, he may as well just have...
Okay.
What?
I don't think she needs... No, animals don't need Instagram accounts. I'm against that.
Do you follow Pete Zimmerman on Instagram? Because he must...
I do.
Does he have his own account for the dogs and the cat?
Oh, that I don't know.
He must. Those are
he
really...
He probably does.
He has great animals.
He's got great pictures of his animals, mm-hmm. and they always call him Mr. Pete. Which, I mean, obviously, they don't call him that. Those are the captions that he puts.
That's my dad's name. Yeah.
Mr. Pete?
No, I don't know. So can we ask about this name? How come, what was the Bear? When did you decide to become the Bear? And when are you Dan? Like, is it like the Incredible Hulk? When someone makes you mad, you become the Bear? Or is it just certain times of the day?
My dad gave me the nickname when I was born.
Oh, okay.
It was Bear. I actually have a twin brother. So does Jake, actually.
Oh, really?
We both are twins.
And they have a separate band that's called Bob and Monkey?
The Lesser Talented Brothers, yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
That's what they're called.
Gauntlets dropped.
My dad gave me the nickname when I was born, and it just stuck, and it turned out I'm like 6'3 and hairy, so
maybe it influenced,
out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you grew into it.
Yeah.
It really wouldn't have worked if I was like 5 foot and like bald. So it kind of just worked.
Yeah.
Bald Bear.
You never know. Jake, where are you from originally?
Orland Park.
From Orland Park?
Yep.
And how'd you guys...
We actually were college roommates. We met at Illinois State.
Oh, at ISU?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. We started to play music, like open mics after that, and then...
Right.
I don't know.
Illinois State Redbirds, right?
Redbirds.
Yeah. At Pub 2?
Just missed the tourney this year.
Just missed it again.
What were you studying at ISU?
Marketing.
Marketing? That helps. Actually, a lot more... artists and performers should have better degrees. Yeah, I think. What were you studying, Ben?
Criminal justice.
Also, is not a bad thing.
Good to have that on the road.
Well, you know, Paul's a comedian, a musician, and an attorney.
Yeah.
So you're aware of that.
I'll give you my card. Better call Paul.
I will probably use you in the future. So.
That's fine.
Good.
Jake and Bear are going to play some more music for us in a moment, though. They're performing at Morton's, the Steakhouse, this Saturday morning for St. Patrick's Day from 9 a.m. You're not playing all day from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., are you? What's the plan for that?
We got a few breaks in there, but yeah, we are.
All day?
We'll play some traditional Irish music, too, like on breaks and stuff.
Are you taking requests from people?
You know, that's a slippery slope, actually. The requests go really
right, you've got to play
for the right price.
Yeah. They have a playlist, folks. Yeah, they have a playlist.
Exactly. Fill the tip jar and maybe we'll do some requests.
We are enjoying the food that will be shared on St. Patrick's Day. This soda bread is amazing. You said, Tim, that this is your mother's recipe?
My mother's recipe, yes.
So did you grow up eating like brown bread and soda bread? Or was this kind of only for St. Patrick's?
No, only for St. Patrick's Day. She used to make it, and then I think she went to Riley's daughter, and they used to have a big contest.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, they still have a contest for that?
I played at Riley's Daughter when I was in a band, and that was a
they
rough
reopened,
show.
Right?
What was the name of your band?
That band was called Shoeshine Boy. One of many bands, but they did reopen it. You said, or have you been there, Patty?
I have not been to Riley's Daughter.
It's a fun bar. They have great music. They used to have great live music.
I don't know many bars in Chicago, apparently. Although I used to always hang out at the bar where Michael Shannon apparently watched the Academy Awards.
Yeah,
we hang out there too.
Yeah, I love that bar.
That's a great bar. Yeah,
it is a fantastic bar, and the great place to hang out this Saturday for St. Patrick's Day is at Morton's, the Steakhouse. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, I can swing over there because I've never been to the St. Patrick's Day Parade. I have never seen them dye the river green. And so I'm excited about all of this.
It's going to be nuts down there, too.
It's going to be, maybe I should sleep.
Especially if the weather's 55 like you said.
I think I should just sleep in my office, is what we're saying. I should probably just get
I live on a busy street where all the bars start.
Oh.
So I know when it's St. Patrick's Day because, like, they wake me up at 9 o'clock.
That'd be crazy. Well, let's take a break here and get another song from Jake and Bear when we come back. Again, go to Morton's this Saturday. Morton's the Steakhouse. Mm-hmm. What's the website for you over there, Tim?
Mortons.com.
Mortons.com. Click on the Chicago location. Find out all the specials.
I got my marketing degree for you guys.
And including, they'll also have a list of their April selections that Chef Tim has shared with us. More in a moment on 720 WGN. Social media at all this weekend, you probably thought, wait a minute, isn't St. Patrick's Day next week? Why are all these parades happening? Those were the neighborhood parades. You had your Northwest Side Parade right up on Northwest Highway. Where's the South Side Parade happen over by there, Tim? By Cork and Cary?
Yeah.
Mine went right in front of where right down the street where I grew up. I grew up on Northwest Highway, so it's kind of fun that's, I've never been. I probably should start going, but it's always too early for me.
Yeah, so it's the Southside Parade. I was all excited to go 1 year, and we got there right when it ended.
you gotta plan ahead.
And you can't even get into the bars at that point. They won't even let you, or at least back then.
Yeah. Well, plan early and make your plans. One of your options, of course, is Morton's the Steakhouse. They've got some great corned beef and cabbage. They've got fish and chips. They got some great drink specials. Their bar bites, including buffalo chicken.
Goujonettes.
I think you need to order those just to find out what they are.
I just want to order it. Say goujonettes.
Goujonettes.
What's the plural version?
That is.
We
want to thank Bob Ferguson again for making sure that live music in the studio sounds as great on the air as it does for us. So here we are with Jake Jake and Bear, or Bear and Jake? I don't want to get Bear. Look at, he's like, she's got it wrong every single time.
Dan and
Bear.
Dan and Jake.
Bear and Jake, here they are with This Love.
So high, did not recognize fire burning in her eyes. Chaos that controlled my mind. Whispered goodbye, she got on a plane, never to return again. Always in my heart. Oh, this love has taken it so on me. She said goodbye too many times before. Cause I won't say goodbye. I tried my best to feed her appetite, keep her coming every night, so hard to keep her satisfied. Kept banging loud like it was just a game, pretending to be the same, I turn around and leave again. But I owe this love and taking its toll on me. She said goodbye too many times before, heart is breaking in front of me, and I have no choice, cause I won't say goodbye anymore. But every inch of you, because I know that's what you want me to do. This love has taken its toll on me. She said goodbye too many times before. My heart is breaking in front of me, and I have no choice.
There it is. I was quicker this time. I got my finger on the button this time to make sure we didn't have any feedback on that. Thank you so much to Bear and Jake and Morton's Steakhouse for bringing some incredible food down for us. A little sample of what you'll be able to enjoy should you choose to go to Morton's Steakhouse.
Next time you have to bring that cake that you talked about with the Haagen-Dazs.
Hot chocolate cake. With caramel.
And it sounds amazing.
All kinds
of stuff. I might just have to go there.
We do have a 40th anniversary red velvet cake coming out,
too.
You did bring red velvet last time, I believe, right? Did you bring it?
No.
Wow, look at you remembering the food. You are a food guy, aren't you?
I like food.
Between
them
and French room. You know what was that?
I like food. I'm not like a foodie. This tastes really good.
Right.
I don't, but people are like all presentation and stuff. I'm like, no, it's just what it tastes like, right, Tim?
Yeah.
You're on my side.
He's also a good presentation guy.
Well, that's fine, too, but the food is good.
I understand.
Let's talk about this red velvet cake again.
So what's the 40th anniversary, the birthday for Morton's Steakhouse?
It's for the 40th, 40 years.
Wow.
We've been doing this, yeah.
And when's that?
When does that happen?
Well, it's going to be out April 4th, right?
Oh, it's coming up. It's right around the corner.
Huh.
Yeah, that's the thing is you must have like these events that come up. You're like, okay, and another one. You just show up and do the work, right? Now, here's the thing. Now, Jake, are you going to post? I want pictures of us next to your cat. I want to make sure. We'll make sure we get a picture with you before you go.
Yeah, my whole phone is filled with cat pictures.
Your whole phone is filled with cat pictures. And Bear can attest to that because he was. Come closer to your microphone. Lift that up. There you go.
I don't actually show anyone. It's really embarrassing.
No, I love the picture you show. I'm sorry that I'm embarrassing you.
I'm teasing.
Okay.
But your guitar strap is Iowa.
Yeah, what is that about?
So you went to Iowa.
My brother went there. Actually, picked it up for a cocktail hour at a wedding we played for. My buddy Iowa, all his friends, so just I still support it. My buddy has a bar that's an Iowa bar as well, so
okay.
Hang out there. Clover Sports and Leisure.
He also has a cat strap.
Cat strap.
Of course I do.
Why are we surprised?
Fever.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't like the cats.
And you both have twin brothers.
Yep.
What are the chances that you guys would be assigned
to
be roommates?
Too. Exactly. Yeah. Super random, and then still stay friends 20 years later.
So. Now, did you have the nickname Bear from your dad? We didn't get to find out whether or not your brother also has a nickname.
My brother does not have a nickname. He's got a nickname, Envy.
Envy? I was going to say, it probably bothers him. Where can people find out more about your music?
Facebook.com/Bear and Jake Acoustic.
Bear and Jake Acoustic. They'll be playing this Saturday at Morton's Steakhouse at 65 East Wacker Place, right here in downtown Chicago. You can call 312-201-0410. Go to Morton's.com. Tim, we want to thank you so much for bringing in all this great food.
You.
Jeff, we'll be able to hear from him next time. He was here for moral support. And RJ, now that's it. You got to go to bed.
I think he's down for the count.
All right, excellent. It was a pleasure to see you guys tonight. Great music. Thank you so much for joining us. And I wouldn't say it if I didn't mean it, just so you know, because you heard me talking off the air. No one listening will ever hear what I said. But I'm just saying, this was really wonderful to have you guys in studio.
Thank you.
And look forward to having you back.
Breath of fresh air.
I would say that's a wonderful way to put it. Exactly. Check them all out. Go to Mortons.com, and hopefully we'll see you out celebrating safely, responsibly on St. Patrick's Day. Say is one of those things. There are things in your life that you kind of wish you'd done. I wish that I had gone to Irish dancing school. And not that I couldn't do it now. I actually have a niece who traveled globally as a Irish dancer, and she spent a couple hours teaching me some moves. And it's really hard. I know it's hard to imagine the way they really. They're just incredible performers.
Are you a good dancer otherwise? Can you like dance other styles of dance?
I don't. I just dance like on my like. I just the way I hear the music. I've never done.
Necessarily.
You have rhythm? Yes. Okay. I had to teach myself. My mom had to teach me rhythm. It took me a long... No, I really don't naturally... I do not naturally have rhythm. But she spent hours... My mom had to spend over and over again because I was really nervous about going to my first dance and I could not dance.
Yeah.
And she was... You know, there were times when she would tease me like at weddings and stuff that I didn't know how to... I'd be out on the dance floor just kind of...
People were going... Yeah. Well, that's what... No it's fun to watch.
I don't know if anyone made fun of me, but I'm sure that they noticed that I have no rhythm.
Well... Conan O'Brien did a thing where he went to the Irish dancing thing facility here.
Oh, right. At the Irish American Heritage Center.
Yeah. And I thought it was really funny where he... But that's like a whole different... I feel like you don't... Maybe do you need the rhythm too, but it seems like you might be able to get away with it.
It's
there.
Very technical dancing.
Yeah, it's a lot of it's almost different than being a really good dancer. It's a different type of really good dancer.
Right, especially because of the way you have to carry yourself, which is very
and
rigid.
Physical.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's incredibly physical. Yeah.
But I was at spring training and watching people dance at the clubs late at night. You can see, especially a lot of the baseball players. You're like, oh yeah, you don't
That's right. You were at spring training.
Yeah, yeah.
How was that?
It was really fun. I just got back.
Well, I got nervous tonight because this is the first time I've ever followed a White Sox game as far as my show goes, right? The preseason game started at about 8:40, and Kasara and I were trying to figure out like what time we were going to start, and at 10:04 they were just heading into the bottom of the fourth, and I messaged you and I was like, they do play a full nine innings for preseason. I just got nervous.
I was listening too, yeah.
It was, so what do you think about what were your thoughts on the White Sox?
I didn't see a White Sox game, but they came to one of my comedy shows. Kenny Williams was there, and I talked to him. He's really nice. I've met him before, but he didn't remember, of course. And he made a video
for Jim Flanagan,
because I was talking to Jim at the time. I'm like, oh, you know what? This is someone that will appreciate it. And he was good. I did a Cubs joke up top, and there were a couple of the players there I didn't recognize. There were older players with him, but the Cubs game was awesome that I went
to.
They crushed the Angels. It's pretty fun.
How packed was it? I've never been to a preseason game.
It's been
the spring training.
So I've been going to spring training for 12 years. This year, it's every year it just gets bigger and bigger.
Bigger better?
I liked it when it was like, you used to be able to go to a game at the Ho Ho Cam Park when it was in Mesa.
The what?
Ho Ho Cam was the name of the...
Why was it called Ho Ho Cam?
It's an Indian native tribe named Ho Ho Cam.
Okay.
You go for $5 and you can be in this small stadium with the size of like a high school baseball field, and you would see like Kerry Wood pitching 100 miles an hour like right in front of you.
What?
Now the new stadium, Sloan Park, which is amazing, it's just like a mini Wrigley Field, almost nicer in a way. It's just as big, but it's, you know, it's a real stadium now.
Interesting. So, are they doing more remodeling at Wrigley this year again? Did I see pictures of them doing more stuff?
I don't know. I saw work being done, but I don't know if that's at the field or the
Surrounding area. Yeah, they've been doing a lot.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. So you saw how many games? Just the one?
I just saw the one game. Because I had shows at nights, and
that's
then
right.
My friends went to the other ones, but I couldn't. I've just got to go another week where I'm not doing shows again.
Whenever you plan something around doing work, is you're never able to relax. You don't get to enjoy the things that you're even there for in the first place.
Right, yeah. But I can't go like a full week without doing shows, I don't think.
All right.
I haven't done it in a while. I don't think I've ever done it.
It's called a vacation.
Yeah. I've heard those are cool.
Yeah.
How do you say that? No.
Vacation. Yeah, no. When we were in Los Angeles, you were at the Laugh Factory.
Yeah.
And by the way, the Laugh Factory says I have a check there, which there's no reason because I don't work for the Laugh Factory. So that I think I was on the wrong email list.
Oh, baby, you're on. Yeah.
I'm like, I'll
find out. I just got my check.
I was like, I don't work for you. So although, I mean, like, if someone wants to give me a check, that's fine.
I can pick it up for you. I was just there.
I never have ever worked for them. So
yeah,
that was very weird.
Maybe did you do like a fundraiser or something?
Yeah, but the whole point was to do the fundraiser.
Yeah, they probably still have to pay everybody.
Then I will just donate that to the organization that hired
me. There you go.
Because I didn't think I was getting
paid. Do it within 6 months, or otherwise the check is canceled.
Have you ever held onto a check too long?
I have, and they said that you couldn't cash it, but then it ended up working.
Yeah, there's like some of them say do not cash after a certain amount of time.
6 months.
I keep all of my checks. Like, I don't get to the bank all the time. Like, it's just one of those things. I know that there are apps where you can take a picture of the check, but I never don't really know what that.
I want to chase. Well, yeah,
crazy magic that is, but. So sometimes I'll save up a few, like, 4 or 5 checks because we do this, you know, we're independent contractors. We don't have direct deposit. So I'll be like, okay, I'll wait till, you know, I've got a couple gigs next week. I'll get the checks and then I'll go take them in. And I keep them in my jewelry box because that's where I keep my safe stuff. Put them in the jewelry box and then I make a trip to the bank, put in, like, maybe 4 checks. And I was cleaning out my jewelry box one day and realized I had a check from Burt Borth when he had a club called the Comedy Comedy. And I called him, I'm like, this check is from, like, 2 years ago. Is there any chance? And he did. He wrote me another check, and he was really nice about it. But you're not going to always be that lucky when you let something. I'm really bad at keeping track because we have all these sort of like scattered dates all over as an independent contractor. I have to be better about keeping track about.
You can go to multiple. I have 2 different bank accounts, so that way when I'm driving by Citibank, I'm like, oh, I'll go deposit some
checks. I never drive by my bank.
Where do you bank? I never go that way.
I mean, I guess it's such a pain. I know. I wish I need a simpler system for it. And I have to do my taxes. I haven't done my taxes yet. Have you done yours?
No.
We have a month now. We're coming up on a month away from taxes.
I'm going to get an extension.
Are you getting an extension? Mm-hmm. I always worry about an extension. Are you doing your taxes soon? Or have you done them?
I did my federal. I've got to do my Illinois.
Right.
And I'm too cheap to pay for the app, whatever program I use.
Online?
Yeah. They're like, for $15. I'm like, no.
No,
I can do it.
I'm already getting enough of that stuff. So you're going to do a manual copy of your estate taxes?
Yeah. Okay. You just go to the website and you just punch in all the numbers.
Oh, so it's still electronic.
Yeah, I mean, the thing where they charge you is just because all the info is already done for you.
Right, they just kind of slide it over.
Right.
And autofill everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, I need to do that too because getting a refund is kind of like my bonus for the year.
Yeah.
And so, do you not get refunds?
No, I think I will now, but I used to not get any refunds when I was making money.
You weren't getting any
refunds?
When I
was a lawyer, yeah.
Did you qualify? Can I ask if you got a refund?
I did.
Yay!
It was only $200.
Still?
Yeah.
You know, was there
no,
a point?
No, I didn't know. No, I usually don't know.
Right.
But I was responsible, and I directed it to my savings account.
Oh, excellent.
Look at me.
Very good. Yes. Take it paying yourself first, as they say.
Huh.
It is
a month away. You're right. It's March.
I didn't mean to 14th. Make you panic. I don't want to make anybody else panic.
Well,
I think it's a good way to ease into
calls
it.
Me,
yeah, it's a month away.
Maybe I didn't pay him on time.
Maybe. So it is it's a month away. Kind of take a look at what you've got. I haven't made, this is when I start making decisions about whether or not I'll do like an IRA because that also helps out with your with your totals as well. So, but I always think, okay, it helps with my totals, but do I have that money to put away right now?
Yeah. I don't know the answers to all these.
I'm not asking you anything.
No, I mean, I have the same questions, and I don't have answers.
Cassara, have you filled out your taxes yet?
Yeah.
You don't want to see that? She's like, why are you asking me questions?
I mean, it's coming together.
It's coming together. I have a box. What I do
I do the same thing.
Of being filed right now.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
It's slowly coming together, yes.
I have a shoebox where I throw everything in there.
Well, because I get about, I probably have maybe 20 to 25 1099s that come in. So I went to one of those with the Liberty Tax with the Statue of Liberty guy out front, and I was like, all right, let me go take a look and ask them and tell them. And I, when I told them how many forms, and at the time I was strictly a road comic, so I had more than 50 1099s from all over the country, and they wanted to charge me $750 because they were going to have to manually enter
all
of my 1099s. And I was like, you know what, I'll probably just, you know, take care of this myself.
It takes a long time.
It's not that bad. Once you sit down, you kind of feel badly that you didn't do it earlier. I do. I always feel badly that I didn't get started sooner. That I would say with my taxes, it's the one thing where it's never as bad as I... And every year, I know that it wasn't that bad last year, but there's something about taxes that just causes all this anxiety for people, and I get
it. It's just there's so many... Like, I have my shoebox, and then I have certain people that email you the forms, too, and then you have to remember to print them to put them in the shoebox, and then you forget. And then we also... I have a music company where we have to 1099 bands and stuff, too. So
you're responsible for their 1099s.
So we do... So I have an accountant who does that. And then sometimes, you know, bands don't give us the right information or they move and it's just a pain in the ass.
Well, I get really frustrated when people who have hired me for something either don't send me the 1099s or they send me paperwork after I've gotten most of my 1099s and like, oh, hey, can you provide us your information? Yeah. And I'm like,
this is something you're supposed
to take care of earlier.
Yeah. That is a mood.
That is a mood.
That's why my taxes have been waiting so long to get filed.
You still have outstanding 1099s?
I think I have one more left.
Yeah, see, that's...
My mom does them, so she was like, I don't want to file them, and you keep getting...
And start, right. Because then you have to do an amendment. You have to do an amendment. It's even more expensive, or it takes time, or whatever.
Last, just pretend that they don't exist?
No, because they will...
No, because if they've 1099 you, then they've reported it.
Yeah, not say we did. I wish.
Yeah, I've had the IRS come after me for 1099s that I never got, but were filed by the employer. And so, like, I remember one time it was like the Comedy Cafe in Milwaukee. It was like $250 I owed after the updated 1099s. Last year there were 1099s that I got that didn't hit me until the summer, and I had to file an amended tax return, which is when those online applications help, because you go in, it's already all there, and you just add the extra stuff, and then you find out how much I had to pay, like $175 last year. It was frustrating.
Do they have to give you...
For the amended? Just for the form?
Yeah. Do they have to give you 1099s?
Yeah. Well, then how do these people not give them to you?
Well, because as long you could contact them and say, how much is it? And then you can actually just plan for it. Like, if you're like, hey, what is it going to be? I didn't get my 1099 from you. And they have to give you the information. So
But shouldn't they be responsible?
Yeah,
shouldn't
they
be like a thing where...
There's a lot of shoulds in this world. I agree with you.
Well, I think they should pay.
I think they should
pay. I wish there was some way for me to go after the folks that sent me a late 1099. It's frustrating. You're angry. But the more looming aspect of it is that the IRS will come after you. So there is no...
Do they, though?
Yes, they'll send you something that says you owe this money.
Right.
See, in my head, I'm like, the IRS should go after those people because they didn't send it to you.
To see, like, where the discrepancy is coming in at, because there's a report that they gave you money, but you didn't claim it.
Has anyone, ever been audited? Has anyone been audited?
Several comedians that I know have
been.
Yeah, several comedians. I'll tell you off the air because that's not polite.
Okay. My mom's husband gets audited every single year. He's a truck driver.
Really?
Every year he gets an audit. Yep.
I always get stuff from the state. Like, they're like, you messed this up. You got to give us something like this. And that, I understand, because the state is broke and evil. But they are. They are nickel and diming.
They're broken. They're definitely broken. Broke and broken. Evil implies
The city. I just got a ticket that I didn't know, too. I'm really upset.
What did you get a ticket for? Let's, you know what? Put a pin in it. Let me find out what your ticket's for. 312-981-7200. Are we causing you anxiety right now by talking about your taxes? Or, because this is like when people are supposed to be falling asleep they're in bed.
They're all like waking up now. They're like contacting their 1099 people.
Put some chamomile in a teacup, and maybe, you know, we'll help bring down your blood pressure. We were going to check in with Michael Heidemann, who is down in Austin for South by Southwest, but we haven't heard back from him, so maybe he's out having a good time, as he should, as a young man out on the town in Austin. 312-981-7200. Are you getting on your taxes? Have you finished? Some people finish. I think it's Orion Samuelson, who on New Year's Eve, that's how he spends his New Year's Eve. Somebody here who's been a legend at WGN just does them on New Year's Eve. You know what I need to do next time? You and I were talking about having a shoebox. As I get the 1099s, I need to just enter them in so I don't have to worry about whether or not I've gotten it, or if I lose it or anything like that. 312-981-7200. Am I causing you anxiety by talking about taxes? And or do you have a technique to get things done efficiently? 312-981-7200. More after this on 720 WGN. This Saturday, so I don't know how Paul didn't realize, and that means, I don't know, St. Patrick's Day is like my tip-off that tax day is around the corner. It's sort of,
that's how you decide.
It's my alarm bell. Have a good time, and then get your taxes done.
That's what you do on St. Patrick's Day?
No, not on St. Patrick's Day. I usually do it the week
have
before.
Have a couple drinks and then do your taxes?
I have in the past done them. I remember one year, I should read you this email, because I don't even know if this listener still tunes into the show, but I got home one night after the show, I got home at 2 a.m., and I just decided, you know what, I'll just stay up and finish my taxes right now. I'm wide awake, why not get them done? And that night of the show, we had a topic, I used to do a segment called The Midnight Tease, and it was just some adult topics and cover some different things, and we had the list of the sexiest things to do in Chicago. And we were going through, it was, some of them were like some of the great Michelle Lamour's studio.
Sure.
Because she does Naked Girls Reading. There were some great tours of like destinations where they have maybe some adult toy shops, things like that, where people could discover mm-hmm. things that maybe they were not familiar with. And then one of them was the Evil Olive, which has apparently on Monday nights, as are you familiar
porn,
with this one?
Porn.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Porn and chicken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with this, Casera? There's a restaurant or a bar called the Evil Olive where they do porn and chicken on Monday nights.
I am not familiar.
I've never heard of it, but we were talking about it. We were giggling about it and just sort of having, you know, just having a conversation about it. And a listener at 8 a.m. sent me a message just very, very angry about the Evil Olive. Like, not about the rest of the topics, just laughing because we've been laughing about people eating fried chicken while watching vintage porn. Because the vintage porn part was what kind of cracked me up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget that because I was in the middle of trying to do my taxes and I get an email from a very...
Oh, no.
But what cracked me up was I wondered if she had fallen asleep and woke up angry at 8 a.m. or if she had stayed awake the whole night angry and finally was able to shoot off the email.
Actually, wait, you know what? I take that back. I think I know the promoter that puts that on.
Uh-huh.
Sadly. I've never been.
I've never been either.
Well, there used to be
I don't even admit that I actually know who puts this together, but I do know the person that puts it together.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with it.
There was another thing that there was another restaurant on Grand Avenue too that had porn brunch on Sundays. Mm-hmm. It was really big. But wait, the email, how long was it? How many paragraphs
was it? It was significant and all.
So maybe she stayed up and wrote it.
No, it wasn't pages and pages long. I keep it in its own file just because it's
angry messengers.
Well, you know, I mean, like, but the thing was that I messaged her back, and basically my message was, you know, I was surprised that people enjoy that kind of thing too. It's a great big world out there, and there you have it. And I said, I hope you have a lovely day. And she wrote back, you're right. So, I mean, like, that's how you handle somebody who's very angry. It was April 15th, 2016. So it was, that's what I'm saying. I was awake doing my taxes. It was the last time minute. I waited to the last minute because, you know, when somebody sends you an angry message, it riles you up too. And my first go-to emotion was to get angry right back. But instead I was like, you know what? I'm going to let us both off the hook and just not make it a big deal. It wasn't even that long. That's how long the message was.
It's a paragraph.
It's a paragraph. So
can we do a night where we read all your old angry
messages?
Mail?
I don't get
in accents.
I don't know if they've just like the people who are mad at me have just given up. Which is fine.
2 years or older. We'll call it 2 years or older. And it'll just be emails that
I don't get that many. And the other thing is I can't log into my WGN email, so I don't know if I'm getting angry messages there. So you're more than welcome to send them to my WGN email, but they're going to...
Well, maybe they're just not angry at you, just something that was talking that angered them on the show. It could be me.
Could be you.
Could be a guest or a musician.
I encourage people who get upset to use the buttons available to them on their radio dial and take care of that. That's
an option.
Too. Well, it just lowers your blood pressure if there's something that bothers you. But sometimes I think I get more people that call and yell than I do. We get texters here. If you want to read, yeah. If you want to read angry texts, you certainly.
I've done that.
Yeah, you're welcome to those.
I've done that.
Elliot on Friday nights likes to do them in different character voices. He'll read angry texts. He'll do
that's
like
what
a Yoda.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe that's where I got the idea.
All right. So apparently we're not making people anxious about their taxes. Just
that's good.
Yeah, we're just lightly. Oh, you have a ticket. What'd you get a ticket for?
I took a right after the show here. At 2:15 in the morning, mm-hmm. onto Michigan Avenue from Ontario, and it was a no turn on red. It was 2:30 in the morning or something.
Did you get pulled over or was it?
No,
camera?
I just got a camera. I got it in the mail today.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's all right. It's my fault.
I think I was driving next to you the night you took that right.
Probably.
Like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe. Yeah.
But that's a bit. Did you know it was a no right on red?
I don't know. I don't remember.
All right.
I'm usually good about those.
Well, you would figure.
Yeah, or I know, like, where the cameras are. I look before I turn.
I know something. My sister has been getting nonstop no-turn-on-red tickets, and they come in my mom's name. So, like, every other week, it's just an argument that, like, just goes on.
It wasn't me.
Yeah, and I'm just like, oh.
It's a shaggy song.
Ticket. But it's the same light every single time. I think she's only her fifth ticket. She just got one today, actually.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she's racking them up. It's great.
Oh no. That's gonna, and that's not good because you have to pay them right away because three or more, you get a boot. And then if it's is a car under your mom's? Yeah, it's three or more.
Yeah, it's under my mom's name. I mean, it's paid for, but it's like registered to her. Uh-huh.
Boot is a boot.
It's a ticket every single time.
Oh man, that's frustrating. And they're expensive.
They are.
Also, this is not necessarily related to anything we've done, but there's an abandoned car on my block. Hmm. That nobody has called on, and finally, you know who's going to be the one that calls on it. I have to make the phone. Of course I did. It's been there since December.
Write a note and say, whose car is it?
No, it already... Sorry. It's been there since December. We gutted it out through all the snowstorms. That's an extra parking spot on our block that nobody's able to use.
Yeah.
So finally, and the plates are from Wisconsin, and now they just expired in February, so I figured that would be the best way to take care of it was also expired plates.
Wow, there you go. Wow, that was smart. That was very diligently executed out.
And I waited. I gave them opportunity. But I didn't write them a note, but the car hadn't moved. And it already had, like, tow letters on the window.
Right.
Like put.
No, it had already been, I think it was driven there after, or they just never cleaned off the numbers, the tow numbers.
Or the tow truck just dropped it off there.
I have no idea, but now it's got a sticker.
I'm going to leave this here. I'll be back for it later.
I'll come back. You ran out of gas.
Well, the tow truck, the tow sticker is on there now that it'll be towed by the 14th if it's not moved before then. And it had up to about 4 tickets on it as of yesterday.
Huh.
Which are now gone. Do you think that the owner, if the owner took them off, they would have taken the car too.
So they would have moved it at least.
My girlfriend had the exact same experience where a car racked up like 4 or 5 tickets and then just like out of nowhere moved.
Yeah.
And then sat in another spot and racked up more tickets.
Yeah, what is that?
I have no idea. We never saw who moved it.
It's creepy when a car just sits there when you know that it doesn't belong there.
Exactly.
I got to witness my friend's car getting booted with him while he was watching. He was ordering a drink, and he looked around, and he saw it getting booted. And he went to try to argue, but it was just like, he knew that they were coming after him, but who would have thunk they found him at like, it was like 11:30 on a Wednesday night.
Oh, they're vultures.
They found
him. They'll get you when you least expect it.
We were at a restaurant in Edison Park. We were at a Café Touché. And we were there for a brunch, and when we got I took a lift there because I knew I might want to have a Bloody Mary, so just planned ahead.
It happens.
But the valet wasn't out when I got there, and so one of my friends and I, we were all sitting, and we had like a big group of people, and one of the women, I look over and I see this tote truck across the street in the parking lot pulling a car, and I'm like, oh, they're towing somebody, and then this woman looks up, she goes, oh, that's my car. She was very low-key about it as, like, you know, just kind of like, oh, hey. And, of course, then she flew into action. But it turned out that the valets, that lot was for that restaurant, but unless you have the valet put it in that lot, so you can have your car towed. So the valets had snitched on her, but she said they weren't there when she arrived. So if that lot, and that lot is for that restaurant every other day except for, I guess, Friday through Sunday. But if you park there every other time you go there, you assume it's where you park.
Right.
Not knowing that once the valet is there, if it's for the restaurant, it doesn't make any sense. You almost swallowed your tongue. I apologize.
They do that at the airports now where they go look in the airport if you like park overnight at the park and leave or whatever, park right. and ride. And they boot people there too now.
Oh, man. Let's take a break here. I want to check in with Michael Heidemann, who is down in Austin, Texas. Very excited to hear how things are going in his first couple of days. Stage at Showcase Studio. Joining me is comedian Paul Farvar Esquire. He's also the host of the Singles Only podcast. Telling him off the air that yesterday we had the delightful opportunity to enjoy gospel brunch at the House of Blues, as I'd never been in one of their opera boxes before.
I have not either.
That was so much fun.
Yeah, it was really great to see it from up there.
It was great to see it from up there, and the food. There was John Bolger had gotten some food from the buffet, and then I came up with other stuff, and they were like, where did that come from? Buffets are a magical thing.
They are, especially when, because they have it kind of spread out.
Right.
And you just turn a corner, and it's like, whoa, there's just a whole row of food.
Their food is great.
Oh, my God, the fried chicken with waffles, the omelet station I loved, all the food was fantastic. And then I went to the Bloody Mary bar, and they have okra. I don't know if I mentioned that, as I got really excited.
You did.
Yes. I love okra.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You're one of the few people I know that loves okra.
I love okra.
Have you ever had pickled okra?
I sure have.
Oh, it's so good in a martini.
Yeah. It's a Persian thing, too. I think there's a lot of okra thing. I don't know, maybe not.
I think it originates from Africa, but it's something that grows very well in certain parts of the United
States. Or something.
Something like that. So I love okra. So they had that for their Bloody Mary stand, and I was quite happy.
I didn't have a Bloody Mary all weekend. There's a place in Arizona that we always used to go to, but I just remembered that I didn't have one this weekend.
Well, I was telling Steve when I got home that I like the okra so much, and I do like okra martinis, and I realized that all the blood, I like the Mary without the bloody, really. What I'm saying is I like the vodka and the trimmings. I don't need the tomato juice as much.
Hmm.
What?
That's the best part.
It was good. It's good. I know, but I like everything else.
It's almost
too filling, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like I had a whole meal. Plus the celery, the olives, the okra, the shrimp. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, yeah. That's a good... You know, Old Town Social in Old Town has a really good Bloody Mary, and they have okra on theirs, and it's so good.
That's fantastic. And then one of the kids that we were with, my friend brought her children. Griffin was not available because Griffin was confirmed on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
He finished his religious education at his church, went through confirmation. The bishop who was there was so sweet. Declan, who does not... He can't sit still for any sort of service. Declan has special needs, both physical and intellectual, and he likes to keep moving. So we have a wheelchair that I was in the foyer, and I was walking him. He likes to do laps during the service. He loves the music and all the different shapes because there's these beautiful glass doors, and the light that comes through them casts these incredible images on the floor, and he giggles when we go through them and stuff. So we were in the foyer, and he was giggling and kind of making some vocalizations. He doesn't talk, but he makes a lot of when he's upset or when he's happy, and these were joyous sounds. And they were about to walk down the aisle to go to start the service. The bishop, the priest, and all the acolytes. Do they call them acolytes in the Catholic Church too? Because in the Lutheran Church we call them acolytes when they wear the white robes and they carry the candles and they light the candles. As you know, if they're called acolytes,
no idea.
Nobody. All right. So
but don't look at me.
You're on your own.
It was funny because when I did go in, one of my sisters-in-law came out and took over to watch Declan, so I could watch Griffin's confirmation. And I was laughing because there's moments where they kneel and then they stand.
Yeah.
And I don't know when I'm supposed to, like, we don't kneel in the Lutheran churches. It's just kind of stand and sit. And then our Father's prayer is a little bit different at the end. We say, "For the kingdom of glory forever and ever, Amen." And Catholics don't say forever and ever, or do that part, so I'm left trailing and like loudly saying the rest of something else. But we were in the foyer, and the bishop who was visiting from Texas, really lovely man, heard Declan vocalizing in the foyer and stopped the acolytes before they went down the aisle and came over and started talking to Declan. And, you know, it was like, "We love you very much, young man," and gave him the sign of the cross on his forehead. And I almost started crying. I was like, that's what you do when you see somebody and you don't know what to say. You just talk to them. And because a lot lot of people will avoid eye contact or they ignore him. One of the priests at that church often just walks right by Declan. One of the other priests will always make come out, like, go out of his way to find us to say hi to Declan. So it was a wonderful service. Griffin chose the name Ignatius for his confirmation name. So that was.
They get to pick their names?
You're not Catholic. I'm not. No.
I went to CCD briefly.
Why'd you go to CCD?
My parents, my mom wanted me to go to everything.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
So she's Baha'i and they believe in all the interfaith.
Were there any that you liked in particular?
I don't know if that's appropriate for me to answer that question. I liked Young Life. But that's because we were drinking alcohol afterwards. But that
did
was.
Did you ever go to? Okay, let's not get them in trouble.
Yeah, it wasn't. They didn't knowingly do it, but that was just
that's the after party.
Yeah,
where was the after party for High Life?
Uh-huh. Well, my mom, Young Life. It was a Christian group. They would my parents would. I wouldn't have a curfew on that night. It was like a Wednesday, I think. So we'd go there. It was really fun. We'd sing. And then play guitar and chew tobacco and then go and it was high school.
Ew.
Come on.
Ew. I didn't drink in high school.
Well,
or chew tobacco for that matter.
I did all of the above.
Or have sex.
I didn't have that.
All right then. So did you ever try what other churches? Like the Lutheran church? Did you try the Mormon church?
No Mormon church. We didn't have that in Oak Brook. But no, we did that in Jewish faith, and then I went to the Baha'i temple, had stuff that we'd go to when my brother and I were younger. My brother was the same age as Rain Wilson, did I say his name right? Mm-hmm. Right, from The Office. He went to Baha'i temple here in
New Trier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Matt, he went to New Trier.
I went to, it was funny, Steve, oh no, my mom wanted to correct me because my friends apparently were disappointed that I did not invite them to Griffin's confirmation. But I wasn't raised, like when I was growing up, nobody came to my.
It's not an invite thing?
Didn't seem like an invite thing.
It's like family only?
It didn't occur to me. Scott Santis was very upset with me on Friday night. Even Eric Elk was like, why didn't we get invited? And I thought I didn't. So my first introduction to, my big first ceremony was my baptism in the Mormon church because they do it when you're older, when you're supposed to be of age of reason. And so because they don't invite anybody, it's just you and the missionary. And the same thing with marriages. It's all their ceremonies are just you. So I just didn't grow up with the sort of tradition of inviting everybody. Like, even for my wedding, I realized, I'm like, wait, we didn't make enough friends in the religious community to bring to this event. Steve's family, much bigger than my family. It's just me and my parents, and then I did invite my half-siblings because I felt that I probably should. And then Bert Haas was there. Bert Haas and Sally and their kids were at my wedding.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. From Zadie's, I apologize.
Yeah, no.
They're celebrating their 40th anniversary.
That's crazy.
It's very exciting.
I ran into his son, Stephen.
Is he still doing stand-up?
Yeah, he's in L.A. I think he is. I mean, I talked to him briefly. I ran into him in downtown L.A. randomly. It was pretty
How
funny.
Weird like, is that?
Two in the morning.
In a city of millions.
Yeah, right?
What are the chances that you run into a kid from Chicago?
Yeah, it was funny.
Apparently 100%.
There was a lot of Chicago people you would see out and about.
There's some people moving back. I was surprised to find out.
Yeah,
I did Nate Weatherup is moving back.
Yeah.
But
he travels a lot, so...
Well, that's the hard part. I mean, there's this moment, that there has to be a tipping moment where you go, okay, I've given it the old college try, I've gone on auditions, I've, you know, tried to make a name for myself at these clubs, but in order to make money, you still have to go on the road and do stand-up comedy. So,
well, a lot of people move to L.A. because they know they're going to go on the road anyway, but when they're not on the road, they were like, I'd rather be somewhere warm than, and it's cheaper in some ways.
To be in Los Angeles?
Than in parts of Chicago. I don't know.
I find that. Are you sure about that?
No.
No, that's not true.
I looked at rent in some of the places, like in Echo Park.
Yeah, but your condo, if you're comparing it to your condo, yes, I could see. But like, there are places between $12,000 and $2,000, if not more, in Los Angeles.
Right.
Yeah, that's not cheaper than Chicago. Is $1,200 cheaper than Chicago?
How many bedrooms?
Two bedrooms? Maybe one? Maybe a studio for $1,200?
Oh, not a studio.
My friend pays $800 in Little Armenia, which is a great area.
Where's Little Armenia?
It's like between Franklin Village and West Hollywood, I would say. Okay. I'm not an expert, but that's kind of, it's close. It's really centrally located.
$800 for what?
$800 for a two bedroom. They split it. No, there's 800 each. There's two of them. And they have two parking spots.
Oh, that's really good then.
Two parking spots gated.
Utilities,
they pay, they don't pay heat, they have to pay the other one, electricity. Or
the other one, the other thing that happens that you have to pay for.
But it's, I mean, that's, she was paying less here, or she was paying more here living in the, what's the area of, like Western and Grand or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. Western and Grand would be
Humboldt Park, basically,
or is it Ukrainian Village?
Yeah,
something like that. Let's take a break here because we've got to check in with Michael, who is in Austin, Texas. Want to see what kind of great things are happening at South by Southwest in a moment on 720 WGN. Southwest Conference and Festivals celebrate the convergence of interactive film and music industries. And joining us on the line right now is executive producer Michael Heidemann, who has been down there since Saturday. We want to find out what's the going on down there. Hey, Michael, how are you doing?
Patty, how are you doing? I've been missing you so much. I wish we're in Austin right now.
I know. We said this last year. We got to figure out a way to broadcast from Austin, but I just don't know how to get the station to cover that kind of expenditure. Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll start when you come back. Yes, we'll figure it out. So you got there on Saturday. What was the first thing you did? First of all, what kind of digs? Are you staying in a hotel? Are you staying at an Airbnb? What did you decide on this time?
So a lot of people are staying at Airbnbs, and I wish I would have been that tech savvy to go to an Airbnb, but I'm staying at the Hyatt House Austin.
That's cool.
Is an amazing, yeah, it's right downtown.
Such a great location.
It's a fantastic location. It's right by Stubbs Barbecue, maybe like five blocks from all the convention center and everything that I needed to go to. So it's a perfect location. Great, cool atmosphere. I'm talking to you in my kitchen area right now, so it's a little bit echoey, but it's wonderful. It's a good place to be. And the first thing that I did, I sat down, threw my stuff down, I turned on WGN radio, and I blasted it to 11, and then I got in my bed and I took a nap.
I love it. Okay, so that was day one.
Yes. So there's so much going on here at South by Southwest. It's an amazing spot. Known for its barbecue.
Sure.
Known for its food trucks. And I went over to a lot of the food trucks. I got a lot of shawarma, which is a great halal kind of food because I needed to stay light on my feet, you know?
Sure.
And then I went right into,
yes,
into the conferences. So there's a lot of conferences going on. Elon Musk made a surprise appearance here in at South by Southwest. Yes, the man himself, the man of the hour, the angel investor himself, SpaceX, Tesla. That guy, he did a Q&A during my first day, so I went and saw him. I wish I would have spoken to him because I had a lot of questions. But then saw him at the Moody Theater here in Austin, Texas. And then went straight to my Dick Cavett interview.
Oh, that's
right.
That was
listeners.
So cool, those pictures.
Yeah, I forgot you were interviewing Dick Cavett. What was that like?
Oh, my gosh. Dick Cavett is a man who you know you love, but there's so much more behind this guy. He is the most friendly person I've ever met, by the way. He was sitting there and did the interview in his socks and sandals.
I'm not sure how I feel about that. I don't know if you should have told me he was wearing socks with sandals. I'm not sure how I feel, but go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and put it down as charming. Yes.
Yeah. I'd appreciate. Yeah, he's very charming, as you can call it. And he's coming out with a new movie called Muhammad Ali and Cavett: Tale of the Tapes. So he's highlighting a lot of his interviews that he did with Muhammad Ali. They had some cosmic bond, I suppose, in the 60s, and they were discussing how, you know, he was a boxer and he was a late night host, and they had this friendship that nobody really picked up on. But Robert Batter, who is the director of the film, he was able to go back and take all of their interview pieces and put them together into a great film, which is premiering here at South by Southwest. And by the way, Robert Batter had nothing but nice things to say about Nick DiGilio, who he's been on the show a few times. So basically, most of the interview was spent talking about how much he loved WGN, which is pretty cool.
That's very nice. I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And by the way, you know, Dick Cavett had a guest die on his show. Did you know that?
No.
You can go online and you can check out the there's a guest who died. It was Jerome Rodale, known as J.J. Rodale, was an extreme advocate for sustainable agriculture and organic farming. He died of a heart attack on Cabot's couch while while another guest was being interviewed. Yep. This is so bizarre. I know. It's probably not what DeKalb wanted to talk about. He wanted to talk about his movie coming out with Ali, which makes sense. But I just want to give you a little bit of trivia, huh?
So we strayed away from the death on the couch. We didn't really touch on that too much.
Fair enough. I think that's fair.
You know, we dived into a lot of Dick Cavett interview discussions. He was really into this ant expert that he had on at one time. And I can't recall his name, but that was one of his favorite interviews because we were talking about how he interviewed Jimi Hendrix and Alfred Hitchcock. And he kept going back to the fact that he spoke to this ant expert that really, really touched him in a different way. So it was cool to sit down with Dick Cavett. I mean, you're interviewing a guy who has been and spoken to every single person on the planet, and he's sitting right next to you. So that was kind of cool.
That's wonderful.
And then, and it was very nice. He says hi to you.
Oh, thank you. Really? Oh, I like that. Thank you.
Just blushed.
He says he loves Paul Svarbard's comedy, too.
Now I know you're lying.
And then, tonight was a new experience, too. I went over to the Vivo house, which was a house party. It's the Vivo music industry. They do a lot of video as well. Noah Cyrus. Do you know who Noah Cyrus is?
I do not.
So did you know that Miley Cyrus had a little sister and her name was Noah?
Well, there you go. Now I do. I feel more informed, yes.
And that was who I saw tonight was Noah Cyrus. We spoke to her, and that was wonderful. And then I went to go into a speech, by the way, with Dave Franco and Abby Jacobson from Broad City. And they're putting out a brand new movie. And lo and behold, not comedy. It's about heroin addiction. It's called Six Balloons.
Oh.
Which I want to go and see them speak about that. Yeah, kind of heavy topic, right?
Right. But important. I think a lot of people are wanting to get better informed on what's going on with the addictions in this country. So that's an important film, sounds like.
Exactly. And directed and an all-female staff, too, on the film. So go and check that out, Six Balloons. That was wonderful. Bill Murray premiered his movie here. It's called Bill Murray. I think it's called A Mythical Man. We also had Won't You Be My Neighbor, which is the introspective look at Mr. Rogers' career, which was kind of neat. And to be honest, I'm just missing Chicago's cold. It's too warm.
Stop. Don't rub it in, Michael. By the way, for anybody who's curious about South by Southwest, and most of us can't be there, as Michael's enjoying it, you can go to the website SXSW. They actually have some of their speeches that are being given on YouTube. So they've got some of that they're going to load for people, including featured sessions and red carpets, showcases, keynotes. So it's a great way to sort of, get an idea of what Michael is enjoying and sharing with us while he enjoys South by Southwest. So what are your plans for tomorrow?
So tomorrow I'm going to be speaking to some other people, a lot of musicians here at South by Southwest. Tomorrow is the Audible Impact event. BMI is hosting a great new event. Mellow Makes Music is going to be there, and I'm going to be talking to some other Chicago artists. And if you want to follow me at Arthur Franzarelli on Instagram, and you can see all the stuff that I'm up to. And, yeah, be sure to just keep tuned.
Excellent.
Keep tuned in.
Have fun. We'll talk to you again tomorrow night if you're back in your hotel or wherever it's easy for you to talk to us. Have a great night, Michael. Be safe. Again, follow him at Arthur Fonzarelli on Instagram. Take care, Mike.
Bye, Michael.
Good seeing you guys. Talk soon.
Talk to you later.